this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Okay.
Hola, welcome back to another episode of A Title to Be Worked On. And today we're going to continue to talk about Backstreet Rookie because it just finished. So if we rewind 2 episodes ago, we talked about our predictions and what we think the end's going to be like. And now we're going to discuss it. Crystal, what did... So Crystal, every time the episode comes out, she messages me and with her reaction. And sometimes it's just in the form of emojis, just in case I haven't seen it. And then I react to it after. But this time, we saved it for this. And I don't know, she was saying something along the lines that she knows how I would have reacted. So I kind of want to know. Crystal.
Okay.
Explain.
No, I just feel like I know that you're going to be like, oh my gosh, we didn't get to see their relationship. It didn't bloom. Like, what happened? Yes. Like, I want to see their relationship. It didn't get to that point.
I told you it was going to be rushed. By the way, I know it's kind of late, but warning, there are, like, we're telling you what's going to happen. So if you haven't seen it, just stop right here.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, oh my gosh. I was so upset. Like, end of episode 14, oh my gosh, so cute, so cute. And the girl says, you're going to have to wait for my answer. And I'm like, it's, but, yeah, okay.
I mean, like, why wait? What's good, what?
She thinks that she's in his way. It's like, bro, you're not. If anything, the other one is.
Exactly. Like, they're not meant to be together anyways.
Exactly. And then the mom made her feel worse about it, but, like, she was clueless and drunk, so it's okay.
No, I felt like she was, like, saying those things for, like, the longest time already. And it's just because, like, she doesn't want her, like, little boy to suffer, like, the way that she does.
Like, but she also thinks that he has somewhere feelings for that girl still.
Yeah, that
and
too.
And he wants to stop.
Oh.
Sorry. Had an alarm on to wake me up. Anyway. But she's, like, not accepting it because she thinks that he's saving their relationship by not going back because of the way that her family had embarrassed his parents. So she probably thinks it's because of that.
Yeah.
But he still has some sort of feelings. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Like, that... Like, all he has to do is go back to her because, he loves her. No, not anything like that. He does not love her anymore.
Exactly. It was so rushed. I was so upset. Oh, why did they have to rush it like that? But I did appreciate in the end, when they show all, like, the team, the production team.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, how they rotated the camera. I think I just rushed to the end, but, like, I love how they did that.
Mm-hmm. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
And it feels like a family.
Yeah. In fact, he even made a Instagram post of the last scene of him going, like, hooray, type of shit. But yeah, that was really nice that they showed appreciation to the people behind the scenes. Even the other couple, Like, I did not know he's rich.
Right? I didn't either. Oh my gosh.
And the funny part was when he comes to the farm area, the girl says it, annyeonghaseyo, to the dude on the in the suit, and he's like, "Nah, that's just my dad's sister." And
Yeah, exactly.
then the dad is just like a farmer. Was so
But
funny.
he owns so much land. Like, that is a humble guy.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
very humble guy, but it was just funny because why did she lie about who her parents are?
No, she didn't really lie.
Well, she said my dad's an educator, but like she
He
kind of
is an
like
educator.
she didn't say it at all, you know, like she kind of hid
Like
some.
chairman of the board.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's like a pride thing too. Like she doesn't wanna like make his pride go down or whatever.
I mean, he rich. Why?
I don't
But
know.
cool. And the fact that in all places she ends up on his farm, Sagpo. And that's a little too
But why did she go
coincidental.
back? I'm confused. That's what I'm more confused about. Like, she went back to be an assistant manager. I mean, that, why? She should go for her dream.
But she went back to, like, that was her dream.
How is what wasn't her dream to be a florist?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like at one episode she said my dream is to be assist your assistant manager.
Yeah, she said her dream changed to that, but like that's not true. She said she was going to her dream like on the 14th episode or
Yeah,
whatever.
but she left because she went back technically to get her GED certificate. And then she happened to find out about him quitting his job. And then she went to the store and was just like, you know what? I love you too. And then they hugged. And then they probably, that's what I mean. It was way too rushed. After that hug, something happened and she stayed behind. It's too rushed.
I mean, they didn't even kiss.
It,
Well,
well, I
besides the
think they
first
did that during
one, the
COVID.
first episode. Huh?
That's true, but maybe because of COVID? Who knows?
No, they were done filming by then, would they not be?
No clue.
I'm pretty sure. But
Who? I don't know,
who
maybe
knows?
it had already started and they stopped the kiss to show.
Yeah. But I like
I
it still, either way. It's
don't
cheeky.
mind the
I
no
love
kiss.
it. I
It
like
was
that.
fine, but it was just still rushed. But yeah,
They should do a season
overall,
two.
it was good. It had comedy. It had beautiful scenes. It had like great. I don't know what they're called, but you know when they focus the camera on, like in portrait mode on one face, and then they just kind of like go slowly get closer to them. Well, they were doing that with Ji Seongwook a lot to look make him look so dreamy and like pretty cute and whatever. I don't know what was going on, but it was working. Yeah, that is
yeah.
overall it was good. I wish it was longer. I wish they put at least one episode or half an episode on their relationship. Yeah.
See, I knew you would have that reaction.
Yeah, I was so bummed, and then I was like, I didn't get to see any of it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
I just need at least half another episode. That's what it is.
I feel like they should do a season two that shows it, but, you know.
They could. Maybe like one or two special episodes extension. And they can even show like the other dude get married.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe, I would not imagine that. I don't know. I can't imagine that. Their moments already were so cringy.
Oh my god. Oh, you know my favorite part? It was when they were at the, what is it called? The greenhouse? And his girl, I'm sorry, I'm really bad with names. That's why I can't remember the two people's names. But she's behind flowers and he's on the other side. And he's, before this, he had claimed that he has a 2020 vision. And then he makes this, like, cringy line, flirting line. And he's like, I can't see you. And she's like, I'm right here. And he's just like, oh, I'm mistaken you because with all the flowers, you're a flower too. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
It's too... Oh no, that's like the kind of cringy, that like cheesiness that I can't take. Like, no.
I know, it's so funny. It's so bad.
But that makes it so funny at the same time.
Exactly.
They're such a bad couple together.
It can make me laugh.
Huh?
I like it to that level where it's like, it can make me laugh. And be like, oh, it's so bad, but I still like it.
Yeah. That is exactly their relationship.
And then the dad is like, who cares about him? We gotta start looking for a good guy for you. You can't end up with my son. He's too bad.
The dad is the best, honestly.
That was sweet.
My favorite person now is, like, just the dad, because he's so humble, and yet he's, like, so, like, funny.
Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I mean, besides the mom is still my favorite, actually. Like, Daehyun's mom. Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
I want to be that mom.
Her roles in dramas are really good, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Although she gets. Even, like, in Crash Landing, she was really good.
Yeah, she's amazing. Like, I know her from, like, Reply 88. I think that's what it's called. So, yeah.
I think so. I confuse my replies.
Me too.
Like, I know people have, like, oh, this was the best one. I'm like, don't remember which one it was. It was one of them.
Exactly, same here. But, like, you should really know by just the music that's that year.
But they're trying, I think they're making a new one. At least I heard there was rumors.
What would it be?
Like
in a like 20? 2000s. 2000s? That's just so weird.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many rumors. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. But...
We didn't go through our predictions.
Okay. Well, it's like you have 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have 10 minutes. Oh, well, do you want to, like, listen to it and see? I think this is right.
And Ji Xiang Wook will be broken apart. They'll have their official breakup. I think that'll be, like, episode 10. And really? Then episode 13 or something, he'll get together with Setsu. And then 16, they'll be happily ever. They'll live happily ever after.
Okay, we'll see if your prediction is right.
Episode 13 and episode 10. Okay.
I think episode 10 is more likely that, like, the webtoon drop, like, person the school friend will get together. Because they're going to meet up soon, right? So it's going to happen.
The number
is going to happen. Or they're going to hate each other forever. Either one of those.
They're going to meet each other and be like, ew. And then they won't talk to each other. And then one day they'll talk to each other and they'll be like, all right, I'll go past the fact that I kind of knew you in person.
They're definitely getting together for sure.
Okay, I think that's the end of the predictions.
Okay, so sweet rewind. If you heard that, I was so right.
Yeah, right? You were so right. About like the.
Oh, shit, I said that?
Well, besides
why I nailed. The other show, okay, so I'm not exactly sure about the episode numbers, but I nailed what happened.
Yeah, no, I think the episode numbers are, like, they, like, ended it around, like, 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then...
But in terms of everything else, I got it right!
I was so off.
I know, surprisingly. Normally, you're right, but, like, I guess it's my experience with K-drama. I can tell you exactly what's gonna happen. Y'all should just hire me now.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really say that what I was, like, thinking for sure. But
uh-huh, okay.
Like, come on, it's normal. Like, they're gonna break up, they're gonna get together.
Yeah.
But I was like, episode numbers.
I got the episode numbers wrong. I'm pretty sure about that. Oh, except for the last one. Yeah. They're gonna match up on episode 16 and they're gonna rush it. I said that. That's what happened.
What? You said that?
Yeah. I said, remember, that's why I was like, I really hope they don't rush it.
Oh, okay.
They did.
Yep. They did rush it. Awesome. I was thinking in my head, they're gonna rush it.
Girl, you gotta say it out loud.
I don't usually say them out loud. So it's a weird thing for me. Next time if we're predicting, I'll say them out loud.
Yes. All right, guys, thank you for watching or listening. A title to be worked on. Follow us on Instagram at at2b.podcast. Listen to us on Apple or Spotify, and let us know what you guys think of today's or the final episodes of Backstreet Rookie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.